You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
So I'm here with Ty Lopez, Josh Felber, Making Bank, where we uncover the success strategies and the mindsets of the top 1%.
Okay.
So you can amplify your life and your business. And so, Ty,
all right,
we ran into each other here at Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Excited. You know, we have an entrepreneurial audience, and they're always looking for ways to understand not just what daily routine, because anybody can do that.
Right.
But what is that mindset? What's that path that you go down? One, that led you to success. Two, what is that main challenge that you really had to overcome?
Well, one thing I think you have to be humble enough to realize that in your lifetime, if you count sleeping, we at the most have 20 to 40 good years that we're awake.
That's true.
1/3 of your life is going to be spent asleep. So you automatically, and you're not going to do much when you're 4, and you're not going to do much when you're 104. So for the most part, you got this window. And so you have to be humble enough to realize you won't just learn it on your own learning curve. You don't have enough time.
Truth, yeah.
So what you have to do, that's kind of step one, is become humble enough to realize you can't learn all on your own. Number two, become a master of seeking out a group of advisors. You can call them mentors, you can call them counselors, whatever, you coaches. But every great athlete has a badass coach. LeBron James, Michael Jordan had Dean Smith, one of the great basketball coaches, college coaches. Then he had Phil Jackson. I just found an interview that I did. I interviewed Kobe Bryant and I asked him this exact question. And Kobe said, you gotta learn from people who have created greatness before you. So like Kobe Bryant, a lot of people think is like a cocky guy, but really his root core philosophy is very humble. It's a philosophy of going to where other people have created greatness and say, hey, what should I learn from you? And that made him a top 5 basketball player of all time probably. And so when you're an entrepreneur, when you're trying to make money, it's the same thing. Other people have created greatness before. You don't have to reinvent the wheel and go through a 700-year learning curve. Because the learning curve, if you try to learn on your own, it's probably 1 century, possibly 1 millennium, you know? And we don't have that much time. So they used to say a long time ago, I think it was Aristotle or Plato said, we are too soon old and too late smart. So if you can get in that mindset, watching videos like your videos, reading, I read a lot.
Yeah.
I just interviewed Naveen here. He's a multi-billionaire, and he says he wakes up at 4:30 in the morning. He reads from 4:30 to 7:30, and that's a common thread among successful people.
That's awesome. And you know, that seems to be a common trait is with a lot of, interviewing Naveen and interviewing some other, you know, high level entrepreneurs and stuff. That is that common trait is, you know, they have that mindset. They read, they seek others out,
right?
You know, that they can learn from and gather that information from.
Yeah.
What would you say one of your largest or the biggest challenge that you've had to overcome in your, you know, to get to where you are today?
I mean, you know, I always say most people, myself included, if you look back at your life, we were too stubborn, so we moved too and adapted too slowly. We're too sensitive, meaning when people corrected us, we got butt hurt instead of just listening and adjusting course. And the third thing, I mean, it depends on the person. I really believe in personality types, but we surrounded ourselves with the wrong social circle. Those three become big because you primarily learn by absorption. Humans don't learn, even though it's ironic, I'm doing a talk, you don't learn as much by lecturing as you do by observing. And so you want to, you know, things rub off on you, both for good and for bad. And very few people are qualified to teach you. And it's just like if you had heart problems, you wouldn't go up to your 10 friends and be like, what will you do, you know, a coronary bypass on me? You'd die. You have to find a highly specialized, qualified person, and that's one in a million. And that's the same thing with your social circle. You have to guard it, you have to purge it, you have to filter it, and then once you realize it's the right circle, you have to nurture it, because good people need, you gotta take care of them. You gotta take care of the people who take care of you. So.
And then just one last question, how do you filter through that? Filter through kind of that BS has worked for you?
You know, reading people is something I'm very interested in. I've spent a good bit of my life in the last year studying. I learned from a guy, his name's Dr. David Buss. He's a professor, he was at Harvard, now he's at University of Texas, Austin. And there's basically, Ray Dalio just put a book out on this too called Principles. And one of his principles is testing people. So there's advanced tests like Hexaco, Dark Triad, Narcissism Personality Inventory. Most of them are online now. I'm not pitching anything, but I got a free test I created for my employees, and I've had it private for a long time, and I made it public. So if you want to check, I don't sell anything. One day I will, but I'm figuring out what to sell. But it's at tylopez.com/full-quiz, or the shorter ones at tylopez.com/quiz. So when I meet people, I'm like, take this quiz. All those people meeting people on Tinder and stuff like that, you meet a random stranger, a business partner especially. Yeah. Entrepreneurialism attracts a lot of psychologically unstable people. People don't realize that. So the professions that have the most mental illness and most mental problems, lawyers are number one. Journalists are very high, but so are CEOs and entrepreneurs. I'm telling you. So a lot of people have horror stories as an entrepreneur because they go in, they meet somebody, and they're like, hey, we should be business partners. They become business partners with them. And the person, I always say, when you make your first $1 million, there's somebody waiting to steal it from you. Might be a family member. It might be a long lost, quote unquote, acquaintance or friend. It might be a spouse. And so when you don't have this skill, and this is something I don't teach in school, like you have to know how to read people. And these tests that I use, they're like x-rays into the brain. If you have a broken arm, you can see it in x-ray. If you take these tests and people answer honestly, which they usually do, they're well crafted. You find out, dude, this person's a psychopath, this person's a narcissist, this person's a Machiavellian, this person has borderline personality disorders. You can't believe. Put it this way, there was a test that just came, a study just came out, a huge test. 25% of humans in America have serious psychological problems. It's actually 25% of women have serious psychological problems and 15% of men. Not sure that's true, but that's what that study said. So men and women are crazy, a lot of them. And as I would say in entrepreneurial world, business partners, it's probably more like 50% of the people. So be smart about people and you'll have a great life. Be bad, no matter how much money you make, if you suck with people, you will have a crappy life.
Awesome. And then if you could tell everybody why they should watch Making Bank.
Well, as I say, everywhere you go, you got to think of yourself as a gold miner. So like a good gold miner, he goes to one stream. He looks for a second, he finds one chunk of gold. He doesn't always go back to the next spot forever. He keeps moving around. And so you accumulate different YouTube channels, different podcasts, different authors that you like, and yours is one of them. That's a great way, because everybody has a different angle on stuff. I have my own opinions. I'm not always right. So you offset it by, that's why I said you got to create a war council. Business is like war. Make war with a multitude of counselors. Every great general has a huge advisory board. And every wealthy person has a lot of smart people around them. And when I meet people struggling, I'm like, how's it going? They're like, oh, I'm doing it all on my own. And I'm like, that's why your life sucks right now. That's why your bank account sucks. No man is an island. That's a famous quote. So,
cool. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for watching Making Bank. Ty Lopez, Josh Felver.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.